Hey, what's going on, bro? Now it's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio. This is General Fitness Company Studios, and yes, we are down in the basement. Yep, so we're going to switch it up a little bit today. You see the format's a little different. You don't have the intro. We're going to mash that intro right into our talk today, and we're going to talk today about keeping good company. Yes, we've talked about this a few times, and yes, that is the premise for this whole company. But you know, that's all the more reason why I should be emphasizing why we exist and what we exist about, how it relates to fitness and generally living a good life. So the reason why I'm kind of into this, the reason why I'm into this whole like keeping good company thing is because I used to be in the psychology field before I started personal training. So for me, like, it was all about the body, or it was more about the mind before the body, you know. It was always about, like, how your thoughts affect your actions and stuff like that. And even before I was in the psychology field, growing up, that was just my thing, too. Like, if you check my yearbook quote for my senior year was, like, you can do more with your mental ability than you can do with your physical ability. And that's so true. Now, if you look at it, like, there's people out there that have been known for their physical abilities that you just don't hear of anymore. And if you do hear of them, it's not because of like they lifted the heaviest weight or because they ran super fast or, you know, they did some kind of ridiculous feat of human strength. It's because they've done something that's more with the mental, using their mental ability. So they've done, it's more because they've done something using their mental ability. Like say for Arnold Schwarzenegger now, he was obviously the Terminator and then he became the Governator. And now he's just somebody that just, you know, speaks his mind and he's kind of like a thought leader. Same thing with Jesse the Body Ventura. He was a pro wrestler for a time and then he became the governor of Minnesota and they nicknamed him Jesse the Brain Ventura. So there's people out there that, you know, that had physical strip feats that were impressive at one point in time, and everybody realizes that you can't keep those things up. So at the end of the day, if you can't continue to lift heavy weights or run really fast or do other phenomenal feats of strength, then you have to turn to your mind. So that's why I always thought like psychology was important growing up. And even though I was blessed with some physical talents, I always knew in the back of my mind that, you know, it would go away and that I'd have to develop other things other than, you know, just being in great shape. So it's interesting because there's this thing that says that there's only two ways. There's a scientific studies, actually quite a few scientific studies now out that show that the human mind only can actually learn in two different ways after the age of 25, you know? So 25 is kind of bittersweet. You know, at the age of 25, you your car insurance rates drop and you can rent a car by your own. But the downside is that your mind starts to solidify and that whatever you've learned kind of just becomes what you've learned. And it's a little bit harder to learn. So the only two ways you can learn after the age of 25 are the following. First, massive trauma. So something like having a boulder fall on your head. Well, I don't know if you can learn anything from a boulder falling on your head except for maybe you just wouldn't want to walk wherever you walked. But, you know, like say something like you lost all your money or and sometimes that doesn't work with gambling. Some people have some real addictions. But I think even losing your money, you realize you have an addiction. So you learn something about yourself. But say maybe you learn, so maybe something in terms of massive trauma, like you lose all your friends or something because you realize that like you're a jerk. You don't realize you're a jerk, but your friends realize you're a jerk, and all of a sudden you have no friends. Then you realize through that massive trauma, depression, and being lonely that you might need to change some things in your life. You might need to change some things in your life, right? You know, you might need to change how you're acting with other people and maybe figure out some ways that you can be more personable. So there's a lot of things that you can learn. There's a lot of major traumas that you can experience in life. I don't wish any of those on you. So the only reason why I started General Fitness Company is for the second way that you can learn after the age of 25, and that's through osmosis. Now, osmosis can work in a lot of ways. You know, you can learn from mentors. You can learn from your peers. You can learn from people that maybe have a little less experience from you. There's a lot of ways that you can learn through osmosis. And my goal here with General Fitness Company, and the reason why we have that tagline, keeping good company or keep good company, is because that we are trying to keep good company, because there's some real truth in that saying that you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. Because as I said, osmosis is a real thing. And if you choose to spend a lot of your time with people that are negative and people that are not really about fitness or about like what you're about, then you're going to tend to follow in their footsteps. So in terms of like the real, you know, in terms of like, you know, fitness, obviously it's pretty clear, you know, obviously I'm talking about boot camp and how, you know, working out with others can give you not only motivation, but give you good habits of you can develop for your fitness and your overall health. You know, if you go, if you're at boot camp and you could continue to see the same people over and over again, you kind of think, okay, you know, maybe this is something that is working for them, especially if those people are happy and they feel like they've gotten results from their exercise and not only physical results, but, you know, like they feel better in their lives and stuff like that. Well, I guess that's physical, but, you know, it's less than like the scale says or their clothes say. You know, that's more of like a mental game. You know, you feel better is not necessarily can be explained away with physical, even though technically is biological, but for all intents and purposes, we'll say that it's a mental game. So that's really what it's all about. It's like, you know, you want to think about if you're not trying to experience massive trauma, which I hope you're not, because it's just not beneficial in the long run. It's not sustainable, and that's something that Dr. David Buss, who's into a lot about anthropology and human social dynamics and how we work together as humans, as well as, you know, the animal kingdom in itself. He's quoted as saying that, you know, massive trauma is just not sustainable. Is, you know, after a while, if you continue to have trial and error and experience massive trauma, eventually you're going to die out as a species. So I don't want you to die out as a species. So that's why it's all about keeping good company. You know, it's like sometimes it's good to try to experiment on your own trial and error, especially if you're in an area that you're trying to not do the same thing as other people. Like, you know, for instance, if you have this osmosis thing going on and you're in a neighborhood where, you know, maybe your people are just kind of like, I'm not getting out of here. We're all going to doomed to work these same jobs that our fathers worked, and we're really all doomed to make the same amount of money and yada, 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 and have the same friends and not go and see anything. Then, yeah, it's probably good to do some trial and error and try to figure out some things. But, like, for the most part, around this area, at least where General Fitness Company is, where there's a lot of people that have done some really good things with their lives. And even if you're in an area that's not where a lot of people have done a lot of great things, the positive thing is that we have access to this thing called the internet. So, so if you want to, like, do this thing called a Google search, or even if you have an iPhone, you can totally ask Siri nowadays, and almost all information that you need pretty much is either at the touch of a finger or literally at the ask of a Siri or Google. So literally you have no excuse nowadays for not knowing or not learning, but still people do, still people choose not to learn, and that's why it's important to just keep yourself in good company and have people around you that are interested in like improving themselves and make better lives for themselves, and, you know, just be better overall citizens, because there's a lot of people out there that are really concerned with themselves but not really concerned with being better overall citizens. They're more concerned with, like, as I said, or I talked about this last week, and I talked about people having a scarcity mindset where they're all just only concerned about themselves because they don't believe that there's enough for everybody to go around. But at the end of the day, this world is bountiful, and it's been around for a lot longer than we have, so there's definitely bound to be abundance. So there's no use to having a scarcity mindset. So it's important to have people around you that have that same mindset, that believe that this world is bountiful and abundant, and there's more than enough for everyone to go around, and all we need to do is just learn how to do it. But, you know, until then, keep good company with General Fitness Company, right? Yeah, so yeah, we're just going to go ahead and cut the PS and just keep on going straight through. Like I said, I want to play around with this whole format. It's like I said, nothing's set in stone until it's set in stone. And sometimes you can play around with something and something kind of just pops, and just work it that way. So anyways, you know, at the end of the day, though, I love to do these episodes. I love to record these episodes. I love to talk about ways that you can possibly, you know, just branch out your line of thinking. You know, obviously, we all are smart people. If you're listening to this, I'm almost positive that you're a relatively intelligent person with an IQ above 100. And you're probably thinking some things outside of the box. And I just want to hopefully direct your attention to some things that maybe you haven't really thought about. You know, there's some people out there that are out there thinking some probably similar to you, and they are all linking up together to do to train every Wednesday and Friday in Bala Cynwyd. You know, if you're not in the Bala Cynwyd area, I think it's really important that you find your own mentors, whether you have to, go around and ask, or if you can't find your own mentors, the best other way is, YouTube. YouTube's a really good way to find people that know maybe 10 to 20 years more than you do in terms of experience in your field. Or if you don't have an internet connection, I'm sure you have a phone, because you're listening to this somehow, right? you find a book. You could read a book. There's nothing wrong with reading books. There's a lot of a lot of really smart people that have written books about success, like Dale Carnegie, Thomas Edison, Napoleon Hill. There's obviously Tony Robbins. So there's a lot of people that are successful that are not hucksters, that have done it for themselves and have shown a lot of other people how to do it themselves as well. So I just try to stand on the shoulders of giants, and that's how I try to be great. And those people have done it before me, and I just try to follow what they've done and just do a little bit of what they're doing and give it my own spin. So like I said, I really appreciate you listening to this, and I would even appreciate it more if you could leave a review on iTunes, because that would be really awesome if you just leave a little rating. If it's 1 star, 1 star, or 5 stars, that would be really awesome. It doesn't matter, because all the input is just a little more, a little bit more noise that gets more ears listening to this podcast. And hopefully, we can help some people out there that just haven't found the answers in other places. Sometimes it just takes a matter of just saying some things in just a different tone or different context, and or maybe just a different voice altogether to make everything click. So share this with somebody. Leave a rating or review any way you can. Any little bit you can do to help this podcast grow and reach more ears is accepted and generously appreciated. That does it for our day. As I said before, we have our general fitness company boot camps over at the Kenwood Heritage Trail, and that's every Wednesday and Friday, as well as Saturday we have our yoga class. Yeah, I'd love for you to come check us out. Keep some good company with us. Sorry for this is a this sound like a blatant plug, but sometimes it's how it goes. I think I'm allowed to have at least one where it's just like, hey, come and check us out, because like I said, we're growing, we're getting some traction out. I think you'd find that it would be fun to hang out with your friends and neighbors and work out alongside them. Who knows though, but at the end of the day, it's always fun to hang out with your neighbors and friends and just do something that's positive for yourself, and spend some time with people that you maybe not spend as much time with as you'd like. So anyways, that does it for our day. I really appreciate you listening, and as always, keep good company.